Hello, everyone. This is the July 31st, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for July 31st to August 7th and beyond? The new moon comes at the beginning of the month on Tuesday, August 2nd, at 16 degrees Cancer in the sidereal zodiac. Note that this new moon, unlike in other recent months, is unassociated, unafflicted by any other planet. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Shravana, named for the nakshatra of the full moon, which will be on August 18th at 1 degree Aquarius. Except that this year, the full moon of the Shravana month will fall in the next nakshatra, Dhanishta. As such, the lunar month takes on the qualities of Dhanishta, the nakshatra represented by Shiva's drum. Dhanishta is the energy of dancing with Shiva, keeping in touch with the rhythm of the universe. Mercury moves into position to be opposite Neptune and conjunct Rahu this week. The exact opposition of Mercury and Neptune will be on Sunday, August 7th. Thus, the planet of rational thinking is being opposed by and influenced by the planet of dreams and illusions. The positive angle on this combination is that it adds imagination to the planet of thinking, which is great for creativity. The downside is that Neptune can detract from Mercury's rational ability, leading to confusion, false comprehension, resulting in being misled or misunderstood, and the attendant doubt and suspicion. The situation for Mercury gets further complicated due to its conjunction with Rahu, the eclipse point. Rahu tends to obscure and therefore distort whatever it contacts, in this case, the planet of communications, information and data, and, therefore, the planet of the media, Mercury. This is happening in Leo, the sign of leaders and governments. Rahu is also the significator of obsession. So, what can we expect this week? Well, an obsession with, along with distortion of, the facts and from the leaders, such as the U.S. presidential candidates. And this continues more or less until Mercury leaves Leo on August 19th. Neptune and Ketu are just 1 degree apart in the sign Aquarius. Neptune, the planet of fantasy and illusion, Ketu, the south node of the moon, another of the eclipse points, and indicating the past life karma. The two have been close together for the last couple of months. This is a very slow-moving transit combination, with some implications that have already been manifesting. Neptune, the planet of fantasy and illusions, on the upside, it signifies idealism. On the downside, it's the energy of delusion. This is happening in the social sign Aquarius, the humanitarian of the zodiac. One obvious example of the impulse for social idealism was the energizing campaign of Bernie Sanders for Democratic Party nominee. Ketu is a significator of past life karma and therefore indicates the unseen world, which is, therefore, the spiritual world. The spiritual world is an ideal world, so Ketu, like Neptune, has an upside of idealism. Again, this is happening in Aquarius, the sign of social revolution. This energy pattern will continue for the next few months. The nodes, Rahu and Ketu, move backwards through the zodiac. Neptune is now retrograde, so it also is moving backwards. As it happens, the two move at nearly the same rate of speed. Even on the day of the election, Neptune and Ketu are still just 1 degree apart from each other. Thus, we can expect social idealism to continue to be a big part of the discussion leading right up to voting day. Okay, that's it for this week's Astrology News Report. Thank you very much for coming by. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.